lines from the top. Pasuk says, Shayom said like this, L'ma'ba ha'misha l'shalem en ketz. We're talking about Chizkiyah and Sancheiriv. Chizkiyah got rid of Sancheiriv, right? So it says, L'ma'ba ha'misha l'shalem en ketz. Now the word Mishra, with the mem, if you look on the side, the Tayer Ar has it with the mem stumo. The marbe, right? That mem is a end of mem, the middle of the word. So normally it's not like that. So Amar Tancha. Dosh ba kapara b'tzipuri. Ba kapara dash in tzipuri. Mnei ma kol mem she be'em tzateva pasuach. Every mem in the middle of a word is open. V'zeh sasum, and this mem is an end of mem. Why is that? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasez Chizkiyahu Mashiach. The Sancheiv Goy Gomogog. The Baruch Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach and Sancheiv Goy Gomogog. Now what does it mean? Was he Goy Gomogog? Wasn't he Goy Gomogog? What was Sancheiv? So Goy Gomogog doesn't mean... That means, who is Goy Gomogog? The answer is that there's no really person. It's whoever is the last war, that's Goy Gomogog. So we wanted to make Chizkiyahu should be Mashiach. And Sachayev Goy Gomogog. Omra, Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midas Adin said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shlala. Uma David Melech Yisrael. Sh'oma kama shiiz v'shish bachiz lefanecha. David said many praises. Lo yasisa Mashiach. He didn't make a Mashiach. Chizkiyahu sh'asisa lo yikol ha'nisim alolu. Chizkiyahu, that you did for him so many nisim. He got saved from Sancheiriv. He got healed from his sickness. He didn't say Shira. We should make a Mashiach. Lekach nistam. Therefore, there was stima. So that's why the end of mem became an end of mem. Stima, it got closed. I guess it would have taken place. He would have became one of those minds. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Miyad. So right away, so all of a sudden, look at this. Mashiach is supposed to come, and he stopped. He didn't come because he didn't say Shira. Miyad pascha oyetz va'amr lefanov. The earth opened up and said, "Ribbono shlem, ani emes lefanecha Shira." Tachet tzadik zeh, I'll say Shira instead of him. Vaso Mashiach, and just make him Mashiach. Pascha va'amr Shira lefanov. So the earth opened up and said, "Shira." Shneema mechnafa oyetz midos shamanu tzvila tzadik. From the ek, from the end of the ground, sang smears, right? So they thought that okay, let him be Mashiach. Oma sara oylam lefanav ribayne shel oylam. Tzivyayna the rotzen asay letzadik ze. Do the rotzen of this tzadik. Means make him Mashiach. Yotze baskel v'amram razili. I have my reasons, Rabbi Hashem says. It's nista by me. I know why he's not coming yet, why Mashiach's not coming. Amanavi oily, oily. This is the pasuk. The pasuk says, Razili, Razili, oily. The pasuk doesn't say twice, oily. Some kisayas take away the second time, oily. Ad Masai, till when? When's Mashiach going to come? So the Navi said, when's Mashiach going to come? Yotze baska v'amra baigdim bagadu. The pasuk says, the pasuk ends off. Baidim bagadu, beged baidim bagadu. What does that mean? V'amr Rav v'item Yitzchak, ad asu bezuze. Till Klal Yisrael goes through many, many tzaras. Right? Till they get embarrassed a lot. Bezianis. That's when Mashiach is going to come.
Beginning is when they're making Chesko Mashiach.
Yeah.
And then
he said no because he didn't say Shira, so it got closed up.
Then the earth said Shira.
Right.
And then Hashem said, I said, why are you making Shira? He said, because I know the reason. Yeah. But the time that was because he didn't say Shira, right?
Right.
That time went away?
That time could have gone away. No, Lav Dafka went away. So the Achranim explained, what's the mile of saying Shira? What's so good about Shira? So they say, Avada doesn't need Shira. It's not that the Shira is going to be Mashiach. It's just that was Be'etzim, Chizkiyah was as great as Mashiach, he should have been Mashiach. Just Klal Yisrael had some chatayim. So Shir is mechapa on Avinus. So if Chizkiyah would have said Shir, Klal Yisrael would have followed and said Shira, And that would have been mechapa, and then it would have been enough.
But that seems to be the only time that it didn't say.
But here, the ground said shir.
The ground, but that was, right. I don't know if Klal Yisrael followed the ground.
That was the only time it didn't say shir. So right. I said it's my secret, but that was the only.
Unless I said shir would have taken it away. You're right. There were reasons why not, but shir is mechon kol v'naisa v'no mechatayim, so shir would have taken it away. Zokt Gemara Vayta. The pasuk says masa duma elai. So we dash in the pasuk like this. This is what Yeshaya said. Amar Beichana, Malach Hamamuna Al Arucha is the Malach that's in charge of all the neshamas. Duma Shemay is called Duma. So in the Skapsu Kal Arucha is Eitzal Duma. The old neshamas came Eitzal Duma. Amulay, and they told him. Now the pasuk says that means Masa Duma Eli. They all came to this Malach Duma, and they said. Which means Lila is Gullus. When is it going to turn over the Gullus? When are we going to get out of Gullus? When is the Geula happen? So Omar Shema Asa Boy Kevigam Lila Mtiboyim Bo. When is the morning going to happen? Mtiboyim Bo. But Asa Boy Kevigam Lila Mtiboyim Bo. If you're going to daven, if you're going to beg for it. Bo, what's going to happen? Shuvu asks you, if you do tshuva, then the gula is going to come. So you need two things. You need to beg and you need to do tshuva. Tshuva is not enough. You need to beg also. Tanu mishum Rebbe Papayas. Fine. Gnayu lechizki v'sayotai. We see the same thing, that it's a gnay for chizki and his men. Shalom mishirah chapascha ha'az va mishirah, like we just said. On the tip of the ground, said Shira.
So how do you see the Tignai?
They should have said. I mean, you don't see in the pasuk that it's Tignai, but the fact that they should have said it, that's only Tignai.
Gemara said it earlier already.
Right, Tana, we're bringing now Brisa. That was on my own. Kiyotu v'davat ayma. Familiar thing we said, it says, V'yemi Yisrei Baruch Hashem HaShehitzel Escha. Yisrael came to Klal Yisrael and said, Baruch Hashem.
It
said Rosh Yashin. What? It said Rosh Yashin. No. It's Tanu Mishum HaPayis. Gnayu L'mayisha V'shishim Yivay. Baruch Hashem. So they didn't say Baruch. What's so special about Baruch?
They said Baruch at the same time. That's a Baruch.
Yeah. Right, so what's so special about Baruch? And like Rav Mazar saying, they said Shira. Shira is a greater dagger than. So you're saying Baruch is also on a Malik. I mean, Yichad Yisrael was on. With, I mean, Yisrael Baruch is a hits a lesson from everything, not just Malik. Well,
Rashi
says a Malik. Kisam says, they said it's a Malik. Okay. Not a Pshat in this. Okay. The Yichad Yisrael.
Now it's greater than Shira.
It's a different type of, yeah. What's Taj Baruch? What do you think when you say Baruch? He took a sword over his basa, which means he was mal himself, he became a get. His body became folded up. Because why? A get till 10 generations, don't embarrass Goyim in front of him. Even though he was the first generation. But about the Islam that was seen, Kolshken.
He feels
the
careful to the dead Egyptian.
Right, I'm just saying, he's the first generation. He himself was the get. But still, Rav was saying, even till 10 generations, Kolshken, the first generation. It's Matzias. Kolshken doesn't take Matzias. But no, but this is Pnim,
what do you mean? I'm saying, that's what
it takes away a kid, but it doesn't take away.
No, it's a sensitivity.
Kmatim. Yeah, they say prickly with things, yeah? That's just kmatim. Kmatim is a fault. I don't know what. They say something else now. Bumps.
Goosebumps.
What's goosebumps mean?
I think it's when you get like pimples on your body. I don't know.
Goosebumps. Kamata means a fold. I don't know. Maybe it's like a bump. Okay. Zok the pasuk, zok Yeshayahu vayite.
When people are really afraid, so they get chidudim, they get bumps all over themselves, and the hair stands up because of that, because the follicles stand up, they get bumpy.
Okay. Zok the pasuk. L'chein yishalach ha'odayin Hashem tzvokais b'mishman av raza. Hashem's going to send b'mishman av raza. What is that? Look, my mind b'mishman av raza. Amakash Baruch Hu. Yovei Chizkiya sheyesh lo shmoyna shemes b'mishman av shmoyna. Let Chizkiya come that has eight names. V'yifu misachayev sheyesh lo shmoyna shemes. He should pay back sancheyev. He should pay back sancheyev that has eight names. Chizkiya, what do you know that has eight names? Chizkiya. Ki yelad yulad lanu, had a child, Bain, Nitin lanu, but he had a mitzvah al shichmai, the shroya was on his shoulders. Yikashmai, what was his name? Pele Yoyitz Kael Giber Avi Ad Sar Shalom. It's eight. So what? Meshi asked that maybe this is all like dumb with his name. But any Arab are going outside. But it doesn't end off in Chizkiya. Oh. Okay. In fact, Yamar, you said all eight names, but you skipped out the main name. His name was Chizkiya. So that should be a ninth. So Yamar, no, Chizkiya means Shechezkaika. It was a nickname. The Rebbeinu Shlom helped him. Yeah. Odd. You know who got all of his names? Wow. And Chizkiya, they left out Chizkiya. Na, Nachman Newman. Moshe, he knows someone with... No, he knows someone with all these names. All eight names. Davar Acha. Chizkiya shechizik es Yisrael avim shebeshamayim. The reason why he was called Chizkiya is because he was mechazik. Chla Yisrael avim shebeshamayim. Sancheiv.
So that wasn't his real name?
That wasn't his real name. It was a nickname. Sancheiv d'chsiv bei. How do you know he had eight names? It says by him, Toglas, this I hope you don't know. Palasa, Palanasav, Shlomim Nasa. Paul. Sargon and Espana. Rabba v'yakira. Achnish, no? Okay. So he was Rabba V'Yakir, great. But we missed out his main name, Sachev. But Demar, no, Shesichasa, that's a nickname, Shesichasa Riv. He spoke, he made Riv.
He's argumentative.
Arguments, right. Riv, Shesichasa Riv. What happened? He sent, who did he send? He sent Rav Shafka. Shavaka, what do you say? How do you call the guy? Rav Shake, right? So we'll see what he did. Davar Acha, Shesoch v'nicha dvarim klapei ma'ilu. He said bad words klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Talk to him more. What? Soch v'nicha. Said this. Amei Abi Eicharon. Neimah zocha oisa rosha l'kreisi asnapa rabba v'yakir. We call him great. Big and great. Why was Sancheir v'zeich to such a name? He didn't embarrass Eretz Yisrael. What was Sancheiv doing? He was trying to get a Shvatim out of Eretz Yisrael. So he took them out of Eretz Yisrael, and always he convinced the person, when he moved there, he said that this place, I'm going to send you to a better place. But Eretz Yisrael, he didn't say that. Shanaima, like it says in Pasuk, Ad boi v'lakachti eschem al eretz ka eretzchem. Like the land, like you are at. He didn't say it's better. He knew that it's not better. So like this, he would have said it's better. He would have been embarrassed me at Yisrael. So he didn't embarrass at Yisrael. Rav Shmuel Chadam at Machlekes. Chadam Melech Bikechaya. Chadam Melech Tipish. Some say he was smart. Some say he was silly. Lamandam Melech Bikechaya. Yamin Elu Adi from Erech. If he would have said that it was better from your land. Amu Kamashakus. He would say you're lying. They understand that at Yisrael is the best land. So if he would say that it's better, they would never go. Lamandam Melech Tipishaya. He was a fool. Why? Because why would they leave? So that's machlekes. But Akapanim, but like both mandamims, he didn't say that it's better. He didn't say gnus. But so now, even though he meant himself, you see the mile of not saying gnus about someone else. He meant himself. He meant to say anything. But still, That was his.
It wasn't exactly a choice.
That's what I'm saying.
Who was convincing them or not? It was smart or not?
He wanted that. He wanted to conquer the land. So he said, "Die.
It's
stay
easy for
here
them.
And die. You'll go to an equal land."
Right.
So what's the
scripture? Either you're gonna die and die, or
so what's the scriptures?
No, no, but equal. Maybe they would have said, "No, they want Christ." You're trying to convince them to go, so you need to have some convincing.
Yeah, the sword. Stay here and die.
Okay, yeah. Maybe they will try to fight. Zakt gemar weiter. The Hecha Agli, where'd they go? Where'd that Sassi Shvatim go? Hecha Agli, Mazut Yomel Afriki, to Africa. Chirin Yomel Ahare Slug, to the mountains of Slug. Why is it called Slug? Slug comes from like Shelag, snowy mountains. So this what? Maybe the Mount Everest over there. Where's that? Where is that? Samugaman? Hope not. That's Turkey, what?
No.
Where is it? Africa China, also?
China.
Next
China,
to China? It's next to Africa?
All China.
Asia.
It's next to Africa?
No.
Shaykhs, okay. So, I don't know, maybe it means Himalaya Mountains. That's Himalaya Mountains?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Why does it have to mean?
Yeah, maybe not. Yes.
Any area that had snow.
Yeah, no. Most high, tall mountains have snow.
Right, even in Israel.
So that's where Africa. That's where they're not sure where the 10 tribes are. Some say they're in Africa, right?
Some say they're in Afghanistan.
Right. Well,
Afghanistan is closer to Himalayas.
Who says the Lashon of Slug is snow?
Nothing. That's where the common crone.
Yeah.
The common crone and.
No?
Huh?
Yeah,
it was a common crone, it was Lanchitz and Erf Kushner from Long Beach. And Lanchitz's house burnt down when he had the paper. He was the one that had the paper right before they were going.
And that's when it stopped.
And that's when they started to stop. They had all the papers and everything had to get there. That's a palliative gazak that he wanted to go. The Elder Sheikh is going to come if you find the source short.
He
a yeah, he did. Aval, and the Gemara is saying that Sancheiriv didn't talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. Aval Yisrael, Sipi Begnush Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. Why? How do you see? Kimatu Sais. Kimatu Sais Amri Shavi. When they got there, they said Sais. That means that it's similar. Shavi, it's similar to where we were. Ki Aaron.
When Sancheiriv said equal, That was good by him.
Oh, no, what's that? We'll get there. We didn't finish. We didn't finish. No. Kimatu Almin, Amru Ka'almin. When they came to Almin, they said it's like Almin, like ours. But Kimatu Saistrei, Amri Al-Khatrein. When they came to Saistrei, they said it's better than ours. It's double better than ours. So therefore, you see that they were able to say that it's better than Israel. So that's a tiny non-clause.
But they had a reason, because over there they had gold and stuff.
Whatever, but they should have realized that it's...
They had control. You don't have gold in the mountains.
Yeah, but they should have realized
it. It says they have everything else, but it doesn't say gold.
Okay.
I just
wonder what's...
Where was
that
in history?
Between the first and the second Mishnah.
And then that's when they said the gold starts dropping the nickel.
God. The end of it. Mm. So let's say one of the pshatim in Rashi earlier was Asher Shema Asa Baike Vegam Laila. That means there's going to be another Beis Hamikdash, and then there's going to be another Galus. So to my right. So what happens? Chizkia, they was a nest that the Sancheiriv of the soldiers died. What happened? The Tachas Kvoidai, the pasuk says, the Tachas Kvoidai Yeket Kaid. Yekad yekayit ki yakud eish. I'm a beichan. Tachatz kvoid de v'loy kvoid de mamish. They got burnt, not the bodies itself. What is the mikiyad a beichan? Koyle lemani mechbedusa. Your clothing are you covered? Right. Clothing represents a person. If a person wants to look chashim, he puts on a frack. If a person has a chashim of business deal, they look. He presents himself. If he's come dirty, no. That means clothing is a big touch in the mensch.
Hashem did it because
the Yidden
should have a visa.
What do you mean?
They don't need the bodies, they need the clothing. The clothing is worth money.
They get burnt.
The clothing got burnt. That's what's coming to say.
Tachlis kvod, that means the bodies got burnt.
No, v'loy kvod de mamish. Like he says, v'gufay tachlis kvod de mamish. Tachlis kvod de basa.
Yeah, but not the clothing.
Ki ha de'becheran, the chala guf nisrach, nisraf tachlis abegadim. Yeah. Zok timoya, v'loy zayim the tachlis kvod de mamish. What does that mean? Not even the bodies. K'sref is b'nei Aaron. Mala Alan Srefas Nishama Viguf Kayim, right? The Bnei Aaron. What happened? The children of Aaron, how they die? The Nadav Aviyah, they died with the Nishama. Afkan Srefas Nishama Viguf Kayim, they got burnt. The Nishama got burnt, but the Guf was alive.
That's all because they didn't say the Nusul Shal Eretz Yisrael.
No. Moshe, stop.
Why not burn their bodies?
Now, which is worse? If you do it yourself or you send through a shliach?
Shliach, you're doing it to yourself and through your shliach.
Okay. Rashi says that, no, Rashi agrees with you, but not because of what you said. Rashi says when you send it to a shliach, it's like degrading. I can even send my shliach to embarrass you. Masha is a whole different shot. For cat, maybe it's even greater with Hashem. But how do you know? Who's Hashem? He tells Moshe, who's Hashem I should listen to? Why is that embarrassing Hashem? He didn't know. He looked in his book, he didn't find such a God.
They had the books about Yosef. Yosef always used Shem Hashem, but he didn't even know.
He's saying he was lying, I mean, it wasn't
true. Yeah, deliberately, that's how a king negotiates. It puts you down.
Okay, so that's good for that's what it is.
Yeah. Nivikash Baruch Menem Ba'atzma Dechsiv Ve'inai Hashem Es Mitzayim Esech Hayam Dechsiv Derechta Be'yam Susach So Baruch Hashem himself paid him back. So Chayev Dechsiv Yad Malachach Chepes Hashem. He sent it through Rav Shvek. Rav Shvek. Rav Shvek. What? No, but the Mitzri. Yeah.
But it wasn't himself, not part of himself.
Okay, me and Mitzrayim.
I thought it was part of himself.
Oh, okay. That's it. That's him. Right. Yeah, that's it. He sent it through his malachim, to his shluchim. The malach, 185,000 soldiers.